Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo. Today, we'll be discussing Below Deck Med, Season 8, Episode 14, Caught Red-Handed.
Here's your recap. Max and Sandy talk, and Luca ends up in hot water when Captain Sandy finds out he's texting Katie Flood. The guests are treated to sunset from a castle and a blindfolded dinner. The crew deals with multiple crew members falling ill. What do you think about this episode?
I thought it was so nice to see everyone on TV again. I feel like I'm back into some sort of a routine instead of wondering what day it is.
It's been like 3 weeks. Everyone keeps saying, what happened to last week's episode?
I'm glad they had a recap because I had no idea. So all in all, I thought it was a good episode. There were some very awkward moments. And Luca, what are we going to do with you?
So the episode picks up with Sandy asking Max to apologize for saying there was no food when he just didn't want the food that was there. He says no, and he walks out. And Sandy goes out to talk to him on the bow, and they talk, and she tries to understand where he's coming from, and it's the new schedule, and he's hangry. And she says it's okay, and he says he's sorry.
Well done by both. And I can't imagine being that tired with and being hangry and with a new schedule and trying to translate in my head from French to English and back to French. I mean, he handled it pretty well, I thought.
So did Sandy. And she was pretty understanding. Mm-hmm. So I was a little worried since she was like, I don't like liars. It's like, whoa.
So like time out.
Yeah. So Kyle catches up with the charter guests. They're asking him, you know, how the season has been. And it was kind of a shock to look back at those clips because it hasn't been a good season for Kyle.
No.
And the guests complained about Jack not listening to them in regards to the meat doneness.
Anyway, mm-hmm. I don't know. Didn't they bring up a plate of more well-done stuff like shortly thereafter?
Yes.
And it was just kind of a weird thing. But
yeah.
Do you think Kyle was sharing a little too much, or was he trying to set him up so that he didn't say it, but then the guests would be like, well, what do you mean? Well, okay. And just
Shared everything. Yeah, he definitely shared too much. He just should have said, oh, you know, it's been a good season, but had its challenges, you know, just leave it at that. But the problem is he knows these guests, so he is like ready to vent to somebody. So Max is now getting to eat some very delicious vegetarian food and he's happy.
He just wants to eat, relax. I get it. Same, let him eat his fruit and be happy.
Exactly. So Kyle goes to lay down yet again. He's not feeling his best. And Toomey wants him up there with the guests because he brings the energy.
Yeah.
And Billy is still being a pain in the butt.
Why is he being such a pita?
I don't know. I don't find this cute at all. All the complaints. So Luca's sitting in the wheelhouse with Sandy and he tells her he's texting with Katie Flood. And she's in Portofino. So Sandy says she can tell by his smile that he has a crush on Katie. And Luca realizes in this moment that Captain Sandy has no clue about him and Jess, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Captain Sandy reminds me of the aunt that can get anything out of anyone. And I think we all have that aunt in our family. But then they keep it stored up for time and they bring it out at the perfect time to embarrass you. And I feel like this is what Captain Sandy's going to do.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So Luca, Laura, and Jess go set up for drinks at the top of it was a castle, right? Wasn't it a castle?
Yeah, yeah.
Some kind of something. Okay. So Max was supposed to go, but he's too tired. So Laura and Luca are annoyed because they're tired too.
Right, right. Yeah.
Lily is entertaining the guests with this game that she plays with her family. It's a guessing game where they are celebrities, something like that.
Kind of interesting. I like this. And I like that, you know, Lily's really kicking some butt this charter. So
I know
she's on really, top of it.
She's turned things around.
Yeah.
So the guests go with Lily up to the top of this castle. They're having a great time. Beautiful sunset. The rest of the crew are eating dinner together in the crew mess. And Sandy comes down and sees Luca texting. And she says, "Is that your girlfriend from the other boat?" And the room goes silent. Luca's face and Jess's face in this moment, just like complete shock. And then it gets worse. Sandy continues on this route. She says Luca is smitten. And Toomey thinks this is hilarious. And maybe it wasn't shown, but Luca could have shut this down immediately.
Yeah.
Instead, he gets up and washes dishes. And he says, you know, we need to get the jet skis in. And Jess is understandably very upset.
It is obvious that Sandy has no idea what she has just done in the crew mess. And it was so cringy. And then the producers show her just kind of walking around the boat. Like, I have no idea what I have just done. Because she didn't.
So Luca talks to Max about following orders, you know, even when you're exhausted. And Max is very hard to talk to in this moment.
Yeah, I get it.
The guests come back for dinner, and tonight is the blindfolded dinner. And Billy explains to Toomey that tonight they will rely heavily on service because the stews have to be like, here's your fork, here's your spoon, go a little to the right, a little to the left. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was a bit nervous for them in this part of the charter for this dinner. Like, communication hasn't been their strong point this season. So.
Right. Yeah. So Jack has done some really strong flavors, which I guess you have to do with this dine in the dark meal.
Yeah.
And have you ever heard of this, by the way, this blindfolded dinner?
I remember pre-pandemic, there was like dining in pitch black in some restaurants, and it was kind of a thing for a minute.
Okay.
I think that might be the same thing, but since they're on the yacht, they can't really do that. But
yeah,
I think it got to the point where servers were having to wear like night vision goggles.
What?
And yeah, because I just have so many questions, because I'm sure the kitchen had to be in the dark too, because that would hurt your eyes coming and going from dark to
Is so strange.
Yeah, so I don't think they do that very often anymore. So I like this version of dining in the dark where you just have blindfolds on.
Yeah, it does seem kind of fun, but yeah, I would be nervous.
I have trust issues with people.
I know. I'm like, don't put a slug in my mouth.
Right, right.
I just don't know.
Please don't put clams in there or oysters.
Okay, so the first course, speaking of that, oysters minuet. It goes well. Toomey's doing a great job of explaining how to eat each of the items.
Yeah.
The next course is fish, which is a bit of a disaster.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have like hand fed them like babies.
Laura did for one of the guests.
Did she? Okay.
I was thinking that it probably would have been better in a bowl so they could kind of catch the food.
Right.
Catch the food. But yeah.
A plate.
But it seemed to go really well. They really liked it.
Yeah. So Luca in his green screen, he says, obviously, I like Jess as more than a friend.
Okay.
Luca, you are dropping anchor with this girl. This is such an understatement. And all of his texting and smooching this season is starting to catch up to him.
He said they are making out. I will just say we have seen the footage. That is some very active making out, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, love you, Luca, but
you don't have to put up a comforter to block your workout sessions. So Laura and Luca tell Sandy that she got him in trouble. And Laura calls dropping anchor swaying.
Oh, I wondered what she was saying. Okay.
I think that's what she said. And she says now Jess doesn't want to sway with him anymore.
Yikes.
And Sandy says, whoops, but you know, Sandy loves drama. She loves it.
I had no idea, which I kind of do believe. But at the same time, she did say, don't hate the player, hate the game. And I thought, I haven't heard that in a really long time. Well, right. Here we go.
Yeah, you could see she was playing back like the things that she said. She's like, oh, yeah, that's bad. So instead of talking to Jess, Luca texts her. It's not helpful. Nothing's resolved. And Jess goes to bed. And then Luca goes to bed and he's texting Natalia about how much he misses her.
It seems like a different season from when Natalia was on the boat. Like, it seemed like, how long ago was that? For us, it was like a decade, right? But then on the show, like the actual taping, it was only like a couple weeks.
I know. It does. The vibe is really different without her.
Yeah.
In a good way, I have to say.
Yeah.
So the guests want late night snacks. Lily has some cooking experience. And so she makes them some guacamole. They seem happy.
I liked it.
The next day, there's some bad weather coming. And so Sandy tells the crew they need to haul anchor and depart before it gets worse. Poor Max has just gone to bed and he has to get back up for this.
They are all dragging. Like, it's worrisome.
Yeah. Laura's not feeling well. Thanks. And Lucas says she has the floof.
Ooh, not the floof.
Not the floof. So Tumi talks to Jess about Luca. Luca wants to hang out with Jess after the show wraps, but Jess worries about getting too attached.
It's too late. It's too late. Girl, you are attached. You guys are one. But here's the thing. She won't even talk to him in person. And they are stuck on a boat together.
Right.
I wouldn't be making any plans beyond the boat. But
you know.
But I'm not 20-something and dropping anchor with Luca. So whatever.
So Kyle finally gets out of bed.
Thank goodness.
Jess and Luca don't talk, but they do kiss in Captain Sandy's office. And Tumi says, this is why you don't get into a relationship with a Scorpio.
Why Captain Sandy's office? I'm just curious. Like,
probably because there are no cameras to meet.
Huh?
I think because there's no cameras in there. Like, I think there was a camera person that followed them there.
But yeah.
I don't think there are cameras in there. So I think that's why.
They know they have microphones on, right?
Yeah, I can't. Apparently, they forget. My gosh. The guests depart. Good riddance.
Yeah.
And I hate that they had to say anything bad about the food. Like, as they departed, just say thank you and hand the money over. Sandy texts Haley. She's still nonstop throwing up. Like, she can't come back.
It's not good.
Not good. Okay, the tip meeting. $32,000. Okay, Billy, we forgive you for being a pain in the butt.
Wow. That's amazing.
But don't you think Kyle should have handed everyone $100 each out of his tip?
Oh, I was thinking more. But yeah, he should
have. At least.
Did he get some?
I think he took his share. He was down like the whole time. Not cool. I mean, at least offer. Even if they say no,
yeah,
you should offer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or you need to pay for dinner tonight. Something.
Yeah.
So yikes. Laura goes and lays down. She feels terrible. Crew night out. Max and Laura stay in. I love Max's silk robe that he's wearing around the boat.
I think my favorite part is how he's walking around with the robe on, like he's the owner of the boat. Like he's standing on the side looking over, that he's sitting in one of the chairs. He's just got his robe on. And if he had a pipe, he would have been set. But he was just
like Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, exactly.
So the crew goes out and they eat at this fancy restaurant. Luca invites Jess to go to France after this for a week.
And she says yes. She wasn't talking to him a few hours prior to this. Like, they weren't even conversing. Like, what is happening?
I know. But, you know, if Luca invited me to go to France, I would also say yes. I wouldn't even hesitate. So I get it.
Yeah, that's true.
So they head to the bar. Tumi points out that this is the first night that there has not been any crew night out drama, which I'm sure
fun.
Is going to change on the next crew night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Back on the boat, Luca sets up his dropping anchor blanket tent.
Yes.
Lily visits Max, but he's not into her because she's smelling like the bar. And he keeps saying, Lily, go down, go down.
I died. I'm sure she left, right? They didn't show her leaving, but I think she left. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So the next day, Laura has chills. She still feels terrible. She obviously has the floof. Captain Sandy wants to get her off the boat before she infects anybody. And if Haley doesn't come back before Laura leaves, Sandy will not be able to take the boat off the dock because they have to have a minimum number of deckhands per whatever the boat rules are. The next charter's in 5 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Episode ends there.
I hope no one else gets sick.
I know, it's close quarters. I mean, how could you not catch the flu or whatever she has?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what happens on cruise ships? Like the norovirus? Like, oh, God, one person gets it, just takes it down. That's my main
reason not for going on a cruise. Sounds awful.
Yeah.
So the preview for next week shows Natalia coming for a surprise visit. I want to know, is Katie Flood coming to visit or not? Like, he's texting her. Can they not make it? Maybe she can't get over there because she's in Portofino. I don't know. But I really would like to see a little crossover.
Would be interesting, wouldn't it? If Natalia showed up and Katie Flood and Jess was there.
Yeah.
I would be like, can I have some popcorn? I'm going to watch this. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now it's time for our segment, Metaphors with Max.
Okay. I'm a Teletubbies. You know Teletubbies.
Kelly, which one of these Max quotes was your favorite this week?
Okay.
When I'm tired and hungry, I become angry. I need to just breathe and watch a video of Cat on YouTube.
Okay.
Number two, if he's upset, it's his problem, but it's okay. I'm just going into the simple mode of just doing yes, 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 yes. Number three, it's crazy, bro. Everybody is falling like cards. Have you spoken with some voodoo of some ex? Have you been in couple with some witch before? Number four, reset, like iPhone, you know? Like, it's going crazy. Voot! You reset the iPhone. Opa! And lastly, I love this robe. It follows me everywhere. Everyone loves it. It's so cool. It's so bougie. You can shoot a hip-hop clip, you know, because it's so cool.
I don't know. They're all, like, absolutely classic. I think I like the one that's, like, it's number three. It's crazy, bro. Everyone's falling like cards. Have you spoken with some voodoo of some ex? Have you been in couple with some witch before? I kind of like that one.
I like the one where he just needs to breathe and watch a video of Cat on YouTube.
Yeah, because I think we all could relate to that one for sure.
Yeah, and then they showed him later, like, watching a video in his bunk, and you heard, like, meow. I'm sure the editors added that, but that was so funny. All right, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with Hot Tub Convo. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Around the new year, many of us are thinking about resolutions and striving to be the best version of ourselves. Kelly, you and I have big plans for 2024. Therapy can help us define exactly what it is that we want and help us to actually accomplish those goals.
BetterHelp makes starting therapy easier and less intimidating for a lot of people. It lets you have therapy sessions as a phone call, video chat, or even messaging, whatever is most comfortable for you. Click the link in our description. It's betterhelp.com/abovedeck. That's betterhelp.com/abovedeck. Clicking that link helps support this podcast, but it also gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp.
You'll be matched with a therapist in most cases within 48 hours. If you feel like your therapist isn't a great fit for any reason, no worries. You can switch therapists with just the click of a button at no additional cost.
Join the over 4 million people who have used BetterHelp to start living a healthier, happier life. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/abovedeck. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this podcast. It's time for Hot Tub Convo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
Kyle applied to be on Survivor.
What?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you in his little group on Instagram that's, like, just for special people? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
It's a little, like, private thing that you can join, like, Kyle. For not a subscriber, but I don't know what it is. You have to join it, though.
Okay. I'll look for it.
But he just posted a picture of, like, his application, like, submitted for Survivor, and he said, why not?
Oh my gosh.
I don't see Kyle doing that well on Survivor.
From being on super fancy bazillion dollar yachts to having whatever you need at whatever time.
Being on some island covered in bug bites, scavenging for firewood. I just mud. Don't see it, Kyle. I would watch that, though. I would
Hell yeah.
watch that.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, that's it.
Word on the street is season 3 of Below Deck Down Under has not started filming yet. Someone said they maybe they were having trouble finding a location and they may go elsewhere. I say they go to Charleston, South Carolina, and just do Below Deck in the Low Country.
Down the low down deck low. Low country. Yeah. Below Deck down south. Yeah. I mean, they can't leave Australia. It's like, I don't know. That would be weird for Down Under to be somewhere else. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
But everyone's watching.
For sure.
So Below Deck season 11 has a premiere date. It's February 5th, and it will be a 75-minute episode. So we have that to look forward to. So hopefully Med wraps before that starts. I think it probably will. We probably have like 15, 16, 17, probably like 3 more episodes-ish.
Yeah, that sounds, there's about 3 more months left, or 3 more weeks left, so about right.
So I think the timing is good. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm very excited for that season.
Yeah, it looks really great.
It's time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Sandy for a stern talking to. Kelly, who do you choose this week?
Luca.
Yeah.
Just good choice. Come on, friend. Like, we're gonna do this. We're gonna talk to you in the wheelhouse where there are cameras.
Yeah.
So that's right. It. Just Luca.
Good choice. That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us, 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Huda Media Production.
Oh, so, shoot. Sorry. He's all mixed up.
Okay, that was my question. Is it reed-handed or red-handed?
It's reed.
Why is it? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.